So today my presentation is going to be on self-perception on unhealthy weight among women on the U.S.-Mexico border region. So I have no relationships to disclose. So first I'm going to start with some background information. So overweight and obesity are a major problem in the U.S.-Mexico border region. 2.5 million adults in the region are overweight or and obese. The U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission identified obesity as a top priority for that region. And the overall level of overweight and obesity in Mexico is 70%, and 5 of the 6 border Mexican states have levels above the national Mexican average. So first I'm going to give a definition of the U.S.-Mexico border region. It is defined as 100 kilometers north and south of the international borderline. It is made up of 44 counties on the U.S. side, which make up the four border states on the U.S. side. And on the Mexican side, is made of 80 municipios in the 6 Mexican border states. So in this study, we looked at women in the 80 municipios on the Mexican side, and that's those municipios highlighted in green on the map. So in our study, we set out to look at what proportion of Mexican women of reproductive age who reside on the border region are overweight and obese. What proportion of obese and overweight Mexican women in the border misclassify their weight status? And what covariates were associated with misclassifying their weight status among those overweight, obese women in the Mexican border region? So we used the Mexican 2006 National Health and Nutrition Survey to conduct secondary data analysis, and it's called ENSANUT for short, the survey. It is a state-level survey conducted every 6 years in Mexico. It uses a multi-stage probability stratified and cluster sample. The interviews are conducted face-to-face, and in each household selected for the survey, they administer 5 questionnaires. They do a household questionnaire, a medical service user questionnaire, an adult, teen, child questionnaire. They also do take anthropometric measurements, and to a subsample, they collect blood samples. So the purpose of ENSANU is to collect health and nutritional status of the children and adults in Mexico, prevalence of selected chronic and infectious diseases, demographic characteristic of homes and the population in Mexico, and perception of quality and access to health care. The response rate ranges from 88 to 97% per Mexican state, with an overall average of 97.2% for the whole country of Mexico. So the adult questionnaire had various measurements on weight status and perception. There was a question where it asked respondents to choose a figure among 9 figures graduating in size that mostly resemble themselves. So I have a picture there. There's also another question that asked respondents to classify their weight status as either obese, overweight, underweight, or of appropriate weight. And the survey also takes clinical measurements of height, weight, waist circumference, and skin fold thickness, and those are taken by the interviewers. We used the last 2 measures in our study. We use waist status, and we use height and weight to calculate the body mass index, and we use the standard classification for obese and overweight. So So our study sample consisted of women of reproductive age between the ages of 20 and 49 residing in the Mexican border region. So those 80 municipios in the six border states. We excluded women with missing responses on key variables, and our sample size was 876 women. So we used descriptive statistics to look at the distribution of key variables in the Mexican border population. So we used demographic variables such as age, education, marital status, healthcare, coverage, smoking, parity, and diagnosis of high blood pressure, diabetes, high triglycerides, and high cholesterol and obesity. We also use logistic regression to calculate the odds ratio among the obese and overweight women who misperceive their weight status. And we compare the clinical measure to their self-classification of weight status. And we adjusted for age, education, marital status, parity, healthcare coverage, and diagnosis of high blood pressure, obesity, and high triglycerides and cholesterol. So this table shows selected demographic characteristics of the sample. So nearly 75% of the Mexican women in the border had less than a high school education. The majority were married, about 73%. Most of the Mexican women had a BMI above 25. So 28.9% were overweight and 45.5% were obese. Yet only 4.5% classified themselves as obese. This table shows selected medical measures of the sample. So about 17.2% were told they were obese by a doctor. About 17.1% had been diagnosed with hypertension, and 17.3% with depression. And the majority of the women had had at least three children or less. Then this bar graph shows the perception of weight status among obese and overweight women in the border region. So of those overweight with a BMI between 25 and 29.9, 37.9% incorrectly reported their weight status. And of the obese women with a BMI above 30, about 92% incorrectly reported their weight status. And usually both groups were underestimating their weight classification. So we looked at factors associated with misperceiving weight status among those overweight and obese women. So those between the ages 35 and 49 had a 1.7 greater odds of misperceiving their weight than the younger women, aged 20 to 34. Those with an elementary or less education were 2.5 times more likely to misperceive their weight compared to those with a high school or greater education. Also, those women were nearly two times more likely to have a history of hypertension. We also looked at parity diagnosis of depression, obesity, and healthcare coverage among women that misperceive their weight. And surprisingly, a factor associated with misperception was a previous diagnosis of obesity with an adjusted odds ratio of 1.6. So strength of our studies was that we were able to compare clinical measurements of height and weight to the questions about their perception of weight status. It was a population-based sample, and we had an adequate sample size. A limitation is that the data is from 2006, so it is a little bit outdated. So in conclusion, the vast majority of obese and overweight Mexican women in the border region misperceived their weight status. Older, less educated, and hypertensive women were more likely to misperceive their weight. Women who misperceive their weight status may be difficult to enroll in healthy weight programs, and interventions for these for this population may need to account for limited self-awareness of weight status. I just want to acknowledge CSPE. And any questions?
We have plenty of time. Here and then there. This. Go ahead.
One of the slides in the middle of your presentation, you said only 4.5 of the percentage of the population perceives themselves as obese. But then in another slide, just the very next slide, I think, it said 17.2 were told by the doctor that they were obese.
17.2% had said in the questionnaire that doctor had ever told them that they were obese.
So 17.2 knew that the doctor had told them?
Oh, the whole sample.
But only 4.5 perceived themselves as obese despite being told?
Yes. And yeah, so that was an interesting finding. So I mean, it is a limited question because all they ask is, has a doctor ever told you whether you are obese? We think that maybe the person is still misperceiving. We don't know whether they took any measures to lose weight or they were enrolled in an intervention program. So I guess one good thing to be able to follow up is to see, are these women still misperceiving their weight status?
Back here. Yes.
No, they weren't. They were just asked, how do you classify yourself? And they had the three responses.
Let's see.
Oh, well, the picture, yeah, they had those two questions. They had one question when they used the picture to ask them to choose the figure that mostly resembled themselves. And then there was a second question where they asked about their weight status. What do they consider themselves to be? And they had the choices of underweight, overweight, obese, appropriate in weight.
Here and then there. Sorry, she's first. Go ahead.
I want to comment here regarding misperceptions among adults regarding their own weight. There is a vast literature about people being told by a family doctor being overweight and not believing the doctor. So.
Did everybody hear that? She said there's a whole literature out there that people, doctors telling their patients that they're overweight and the patients don't believe them. They don't.
And I think for us professionals, it is a true thing to think about why it is that the population doesn't see the same way we professionals measure them. And why don't they believe doctors?
Next question, yeah.
I noted that with less education, there's greater risk of misperception. And I'm wondering how much of that is reflecting the fact that the higher the education, the lower the risk of being obese. In this country, we've seen evidence that the bias towards misreporting one's status increases with increasing weight. So those of normal weight are less likely to report incorrectly what they weigh than those people who are overweight, and those who are less than those who are obese. And I'm wondering how much that might explain rather sharp gradient that you have reported.
Yeah, I didn't look at specifically looking at what proportion the education with obesity and overweight, so that would be something good to look at. Most of the population in Mexico, or in the border region actually, are of lower education. So that could be, so there could be some interaction there.
Also, these are adjusted, right?
Yeah, these are adjusted for age and education. Yes, they are self-reported,
education is adjusted, though, for, let's see, where'd you?
Yeah, so.
Logistic here.
Yeah, so we did adjust for age, education, marital status, parity, healthcare coverage, and diagnosis of high blood pressure, obesity, high triglyceride, and cholesterol.
Yeah.
Just
just a comment where you were saying that we need to do a better job of communicating accurately to patients what their status is. There's another side to the misperception story, and it gives me a little bit of pause with respect to quickly labeling people. That's in Los Angeles, we found that, at least among white women, when they misperceive themselves as overweight, they have a tendency to misperceive themselves as overweight when in fact they are overweight. And those who were seeing themselves as overweight were less likely to engage in physical activity. They thought they were too big to be outside sweating and engaging in physical activity. Mm-hmm. So labeling cut both ways. Yes.
Yes.
It might be helpful in getting them diagnosed with diabetes or whatever. But the downside is you may undermine their intent to exercise.
Yeah. That is true. In this sample, a lot of the women were underestimating their waist sample. So most of the obese women thought they were underweight, and most of the overweight women, a large portion thought they were normal weight.
Question here. Yeah.
Were you able to control for physical activity? That must have been measured.
Yeah, they do have a few questions. I didn't look at physical activity in this questionnaire, in this study. Yeah, I think that would be good to look at.
One more question? Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. So what would you recommend doing? What would be your recommendation based on the data to have healthcare providers work with women? How would we change their
Well, I think just maybe making them more self-aware of what is obese and overweight. We know that they're misperceiving their weight. We don't know exactly what specifically, we know what factors are associated, but we don't know exactly which way to, if just that they're understanding what overweight is, if they're just understanding nutritional, if what they're eating. So maybe more education.
Okay, we have to go to the next paper. I think one other just comment is that these body image, I think it would be really interesting to look at their circling of the body image and how that relates to the answer to the question of overweight, obese, underweight, or appropriate weight. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, I did try to look at that, and there were a lot of missing responses. So that was one of the reasons why I wasn't able to include that.
Yeah, maybe look at the missing as a separate category, and maybe the people didn't want to circle if they tended to be overweight. Mm-hmm. You know, that now itself, I think, is a paper. So I think that's really good that you have that. Really great. Yeah, really interesting. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.